want to talk to you this morning about when things go wrong. That doesn't sound like a very exciting message, but friends, it does happen to all of us. Sometimes things happen to us in life and things go wrong, and we kind of have a lot of wondering and hurts and all kinds of things that we'll get into here in this message. But I want to encourage you in this area by reading Psalm 56 and these 13 verses. It says, "O God, have mercy on me, for people are hounding me. My foes attack me all day long. I am constantly hounded by those who slander me, and many are boldly attacking me. But when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? They are always twisting what I say. They spend their days plotting to harm me. They come together to spy on me, watching my every step, eager to kill me. Don't let them get away with their wickedness. In your anger, O God, bring them down. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one of them in your book. My enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, God is on my side. I praise God for what he has promised. Yes, I praise the Lord for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? I will fulfill my vows to you, O God, and will offer a sacrifice of thanks for your help. For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping. So now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light." And may the Lord add his blessing to his word this morning. Well, this morning I want to share with you about those times when things go wrong in our lives. You know, sometimes we face troubling circumstances in our lives that cause us pain and hurt and frustration and bewilderment. They're not welcoming times in our lives. And they kind of cause us to wonder, well, God, why is this happening to me? And sometimes we even go a little bit further and we start complaining to God and saying, God, again, like, why is this happening, God? I'm not happy, God. Why are these things taking place in my life? And now that we're Christians, sometimes as we become Christians, we get a little bit worse because we kind of think that, well, I'm a Christian and God, so everything's supposed to work out good now, that everything's going to have, I'm going to have no problems in my life. Well, it is true that God works everything towards good, but sometimes you go through some tough things that God works in that then brings it to good. So how do you handle those times when things are not so good and when wrong things begin to happen? Well, that can lead us to a whole lot of emotions when wrongs start happening to us and we kind of get frustrated. We sometimes get discouraged. Sometimes we get hurt. Sometimes we get offended. Sometimes we get angry. Sometimes we begin to question God. Sometimes we quit and we give up. So what do you do when things go wrong around you? Well, I think all of us would probably say, well, pray, start to pray. And that's a good answer. That, yes, we need to pray. We need to seek the Lord. And I believe it's very important now that we are praying and seeking the Lord. That's the first thing we should do. But the other thing I think we need to do is to look to the Word of God. And when I go through times when I get discouraged or when I get down or, you know, if I'm going through some things and they're not quite working out the way I thought they're going to work out, I love going to the book of Psalms. It's beautiful, the book of Psalms. I find them very, very encouraging because I find the Psalms are so very real. And as you read the Psalms, you'll find the psalmist, he often talks about things and really describes how you really feel. You know, lots of times as you become Christians, you don't want to really express how you really feel. You want to sound spiritual in all your responses. Well, as you read the Psalms, you'll find that he's not always that way. Somebody's saying, Lord, kill them. Lord, in your anger, wipe them out. And let's be honest, sometimes you feel the very same way. But I love the psalmist. As you read the psalmist, every time he goes there, he always kind of turns it around and comes back to what you really should do. And I like that because I find that's comforting that, yes, he has the same thoughts that I have. But he also comes to that place where he realizes, no, this is the right path for one to take. So I like identifying with the Psalms. I really do enjoy reading them. And I've been reading them again in this past couple of months, just going through the Psalms again. I love reading them. I find them very encouraging. And in Psalms 55 to 60, it was kind of interesting. I was kind of reading those and saying, man, this is kind of being repeated a lot. You see that the psalmist, he was really frustrated of all that he's going through. And he's kind of complaining to the Lord and just, you know, letting it all come out. And he's talking about all the relentless attacks and the troubles that he's going through, the difficult situations, people turning against him, the injustices that were happening, the betrayals that were happening, the assignments of the enemy against him, fearful situations, undeserved wrongs. And he just gives a whole big list that I'm sure many of us would identify with. But like this psalmist, he always comes back to that place where he helps us and guides us in how to deal with those wrongs that happen in our lives. And that's what I want to focus our attention on this morning, how to cope when things go wrong. And I really feel that God is wanting to minister to us in this place today, that we're not here by accident, but that God is wanting to minister to us today in those areas where wrongs have come against us, or where things haven't been working out maybe the way you thought they should. So the first thing, as you read this psalm, it tells us when things go wrong, we need to put our trust in God. Have faith in God. Believe in God. It says in verses 3 and 4, but when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God. So why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? When things go wrong in our lives, when we get to that place that we're afraid, God is saying, you need to trust me. You need to trust me. Now that's really easy to say and not so easy to do sometimes. And when we look at that whole area of trust, you know, sometimes we want to trust God, but we're not really trusting God. We kind of say it with our mouths, but in our hearts, we're not really there. To trust means to have a reliance on the integrity and the strength and the ability of God. It's a confidence that God is able and willing to intervene in our situation. And so when God is telling you, when you're going through some things in your life that seems like everything is going wrong, God is saying, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. And you know, I think sometimes we all want to trust God, but we're not always trusting him. We're not always really believing in him. And see, we need to get that place that we really understand that God is able. God is able to minister, to intervene, to help us in that area of need, whatever it might be. A scripture that has been spoken over us so many times. When we first came into Alberta, the very first word that ever came over us, back in Sylvan Lake, Alberta, was Ephesians 3:20. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish the infinitely more than we might ask or think. I kind of like the King James Version. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I would ask or all that I would think. So God is able to do more than what we think. God is able to do more than what we're asking for. God is able to do more than what we can even imagine. God is bigger than our problem. God is bigger than our situation. God is bigger than that time of wrong that's going in our lives. So we need to remind ourselves of that when we go through these times that, hey, trust in him. He's a big God. He is able to do big things. And that your problem that seems so big to you is not too big for God to handle or for God to help us. And if we go to that place where, you know, we're doubting, God, I'm trying to trust you, but I got some doubts. Well, I think that a good prayer is, say, Lord, forgive me of my doubts. God, I don't want to be doubting right now. Help me to trust you, God. Help me to have faith. I pray that there be an impartation of faith inside of me that would quicken inside of me to believe that you're going to intervene in this situation and in this circumstance. I think that's a great place to start. But God does want to help us. You're not here today by accident. God is wanting to help you in your situation and your circumstance. But you've got to trust in Him. Psalm 37, 5 and 6, it says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him, and He will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the new day sun. See, God is famous for turning our situations around to good. God is famous for turning our trials into testimonies. And even when there has been evil planned against us, even when we find ourselves in a mess and everything around us just seems to have gone wrong, God can turn that situation around. And He can bring you to that place where you're vindicated and work on your behalf and help you. So when you are going through those times when everything around you is just going wrong, you need to realize it's an opportunity to see the hand of God work on your behalf, to see that God is really there, which gives us the confidence to trust Him even more. And I really believe that God is wanting to reveal Himself more to us than ever before. I'm seeing it already happening in so many lives. And I really believe that God is wanting to speak to the world, not just to us as Christians, but He's wanting to speak to the whole world. And He's wanted to encounter them in ways that they've never encountered God before. I believe that God is wanting to encounter each one of us in ways that we've never encountered Him before, because He wants to say so much to us and He wants to help us so much. So God will help you. God will work on your behalf. So don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let those fears begin to overcome you. He does not want you to be afraid. Rather, God is saying, it's a time to trust Me. Trust Me. When things are going wrong all around you, put your trust in God. Trust Him. Choose to rely on Him. Choose to believe in His ability to intervene and change that situation. It's a step of faith that God is looking to us that we might do. Trust Me. Trust Me. So maybe you're here today and you're going through a situation right now where you might say, everything has just gone like crazy. Like everything's gone wrong. It's just a total mess. I think that God is trying to tell you something. Trust Me. I know it's hard to do that when you see the mess, because sometimes that's so big in our eyes. Well, God is trying to say, please see Me. Trust Me. Trust Me in this situation. Then secondly, when things go wrong, we need to realize that God is watching. God sees what is going on. In fact, God doesn't miss a thing. He sees all and keeps account of everything. In fact, He keeps a record of everything that goes on in our lives. That's quite amazing. We often know about, in the Bible, it talks about the book of life, where in that book of life, all the names of those that have faith in Jesus Christ are written in that book. And there will come a day when we'll stand before God and the book of life will be open to see if our names are there. But there's also other books in heaven. Another book in heaven, it records all the things that have gone on in our lives. And so as we read Psalm 56:8, I love this verse. It says, you keep track of all my sorrows. Maybe you didn't realize that. God keeps track of all your sorrows. He says, you have collected all my tears in your bottle. I find that quite amazing. How many times have we cried? How many times have we wept? God says, I've collected all those tears. I know about every one of them. He says, you have recorded each one in your book. Can you imagine how big that book is in heaven that records all the people of the world? Every tear is recorded in that book. I love that scripture. It really shows us that God is watching over us. He's keeping track of every attack and every hurt and every sorrow that we've ever experienced in our lives. Even down to every tear that we have cried. He collects them. He records them. Keeps a record of it in a book in heaven. So when we look at things where maybe things have happened to us, where things have gone wrong in our lives, Bible says every injustice, every hurt, every betrayal, every attack of the enemy, everything that has ever caused you to weep, it's recorded in His book. There's a record in heaven of all those things. You're not forgotten. You're not forgotten. And the Bible tells us that there will be a day of reckoning for those that have done those kinds of things. And the Bible says that the books will be opened in heaven. And we'll stand before the Lord and we'll give an account for all that we have done. If there have been things that have been done against you, then those people are going to be standing someday before God and they're going to give an account. But the focus is not about that accounting part. Rather, the focus here is that God is keeping track. The focus here is that God is watching. God will vindicate you. God will reward you. What are some of those things that are going to be rewarded? God keeps that a track in the books as well. All those things that you've done for God. You might look around and say, well, so many people have forgotten about it. People don't know what I do for God. God's got them all recorded. They're not forgotten at all. You'll be rewarded according to all those things. But what God wants you to know, your labor is not in vain. What you've gone through is not in vain. He's kept track of all. He knows it all. And so if you're going through a time where everything seems to be going wrong in your life, be encouraged because God's watching. He sees it. He will intervene. He will help you. He will vindicate you. He will remember what you went through. And He will come to you. He will comfort you. And He will also reward you. Psalm 121. I'd like to read that whole psalm. It's only 8 verses, small verses. It says, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleeps. The Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon at night. The Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. The Lord keeps watch over you as you come and go, both now and forever. He's watching over you. Maybe it doesn't seem like that right now. Maybe you're in the midst of that place where you're just totally frustrated and you can't see anything else but that problem. And God is telling you, I'm watching you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to vindicate you. I'm going to reward you. So I think you need to realize here this morning that God is here and that God has seen your tears. God has seen you weeping. God has seen you struggle through this time period. And I believe that He's here today to wipe away your tears. I believe He's here today to take away your sorrow and turn it into joy. Because the Lord has seen what you've gone through. And He's here today to help you. He's here to touch you this very day. Then thirdly, when things go wrong, put your focus on God. Or I think maybe a better title, maybe I should have put down, refocus on God. In other words, we take our eyes off the problem and start focusing on the solution. We know that the solution is God. It's not us, it's God. And sometimes, you know, we get in such terrible situations where the only hope is God. Only God could intervene. And those are good places to be in sometimes. Because as He does intervene, all the glory, all the honor does go to Him. You know, I think we miss so much from God's intervention because we don't go to the Lord in prayer. We don't turn our eyes to Him and start concentrating on Him. We sometimes just get so caught up in our problems that we don't come and spend time with Him, time to seek Him. And yet, God's inviting us time after time after time. He says, come to me. Come to me. I want to be involved in your life. I want to help you in the situations that you're going through life. Only He can break off some of those things that we're struggling with. But there's hope in Him. There's hope in Him. There's hope in Him. Psalm 56, 9 says, "My enemies will retreat when I call to you for help. This I know, God is on my side." That's a beautiful verse as well. It's a good reminder for us. Hey, God is on your side. So when you're wondering, oh, I don't know if God's going to be listening. I don't know if he's paying attention today. Hey, God's saying, I'm on your side. I'm with you. I'm right beside you. And you're in a favorable position with God. God is reminding us again today to look to him. He's inviting us to focus on him. He's inviting us to take our focus off our problems and our situations and our wounds that we have. And he's saying, come to me. I want to help you. I want to touch you today. God can take care of the problem. God can take care of the situations. God can take care of those wrongs. Psalm 46, 1, God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. God's ready to help you. And I sense today that today there's something special about today, that this is a day where God is going to start intervening, and some of the situations that you've been going through that have seemed to be long and difficult, that God's breaking through. It's a season of miracles. It's a season of breakthroughs that are coming. So God is ready. God is willing to help. We just need to call on him. We just need to call. We just need to pray. And I really believe God is calling us as a church to pray. I see so many people, and I am so blessed when I watch people come to prayer meetings that are never announced or that I don't call. And yet I see people, they come and they pray. I see people, they come in at their noon hours and they're praying. I see people that come at evenings and afternoons and they come and they pray. I talk with other people in the church and they're telling me, as I drive, well, I'm praying for people as I'm driving. I'm praying for these roads. And others that are saying, yes, Pastor, we can't make it in all the time, but we're praying for the church. We're praying. There's a lot of people praying right now. There really is in this church. It's one of the reasons why we're experiencing what we are experiencing, because there are people who are praying. But God's saying, I'm ready and I'm willing to help you. Call on me. Call on him. Because he really is the answer. Psalm 55, 16 to 17. But I will call on God and the Lord will rescue me. Morning, noon, and night, I cry out in my distress and the Lord hears my voice. Sometimes as we call out to God, we got to give a little bit of extra effort. If things are really serious about what you're going through, if you really want a breakthrough in your life, then we really need to focus on God. We need to really pray. Just like the psalmist, well, he started doing it at morning and evening and at night. He really got into it there. He really got praying a lot. And I think God is calling that. He said, listen, call out to me. Make an effort in this area and see what happens. I think this passage as well, it's reminding us, hey, that, you know, you don't have to fear coming before God. You don't have to be coming and saying, well, I don't know if he's going to listen or not. I don't know if he's going to hear my request. And God said, hey, I'm on your side. Come on, come to me. You're in a favorable position. So often we believe the lies of the enemy that, oh, God ain't going to hear me. Like, I remember I did something there the other day, and like, I know I'm toast. I'm done. God's not going to listen. And God said, hold it, I'm rooting for you. So you fail. Get up. I'm on your side. I'm still rooting for you. We have the Olympics going on right now. And you see that in the Olympics, how some people that are expected to win don't win. And others that are not expected to win, all of a sudden, something happens and they come through. But you see all the people in the stands are still waving the flags of whatever country being represented. They're still excited about what's happening and what's going on. And when somebody's down, they gather around each other and they encourage one another and say, don't get down, but be encouraged. We're on your side. We're on your side. God is saying the very same thing. He is ever present to help us. So when those times come when everything seems to go wrong, focus on God. Focus on calling on him. Focus your prayers upon Him. Because your prayers are going to cause the enemy to retreat, and your prayers are going to cause God to hear and intervene. Where you realize afresh that you serve the Almighty God, and that there's nothing too hard for Him to do. I really believe that God is saying, look to me today. I'm wanting to touch you. I'm wanting to impart confidence in you today to believe that miracle that you need. Then fourthly, when things go wrong, keep doing what you know is right. So often we yield to the temptation to stop doing what we know is right. We kind of get a little upset. And if we're honest, we often get upset at God as well. And as we do so, we kind of make God pay because we're going through some terrible things. And yet the Bible says it's not God that's doing it to us, it's the enemy of our soul. The enemy who wants to rob and kill and destroy. And so often we blame God, we get mad at God when we should be getting mad at the devil and what he's doing and coming against him. So we need to do and keep doing what we know is right to do. Psalm 56, 12, he says, I will fulfill my vows to you, O God, and will offer a sacrifice of thanks for your help. So when things get hard, when things get tough, you need to keep doing those things that you know pleases God. So you keep doing those things that you promised to do for God. You keep giving. You keep worshiping God. You keep thanking God. You keep praising God. You keep serving God. Avoid that temptation to quit, where we give up and we stop coming to church and we stop volunteering, we stop worshiping, and you know, we just ignore God because we're upset. That's the worst thing that you can do, because you're following the enemy when you do those things. We're to do the opposite. We're to press in. We're to pray more. We're to say, set a fire, God, down in my heart that I can't contain and I can't control. I want a great fire burning inside of me. Fulfill your commitments that you have made. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in praise. Get determined to never give up. See, Satan wants you to give up. Satan wants you to quit. But he also knows that if you start praying, if you start looking to the Lord, you'll start running away. He will flee. He will flee. Deliverance will come. The blessings of God will come. Galatians 6:9 says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good at just the right time. We'll reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. So keep doing what is right. Keep fulfilling your vows, your commitments. Don't give up, because you're going to see the deliverance and the blessing of the Lord come in your life. And then lastly, when things go wrong, seek the presence of God. Seek an atmosphere where God is present. Again, I find it so often that when we go through these times in our lives where everything seems to be going wrong around us, that we avoid those atmospheres that could help us. We avoid the house of God. We avoid our times of prayer. We avoid our times of worship. We avoid our times of getting into the Word of God. We just seem to avoid all those things. And when God is saying, pursue the atmosphere. Change your atmosphere. Get into a place where that atmosphere is different. Seek places where the presence of God is felt and enter in, whether that's in your prayer closet, whether that's in your church, whether that's in your devotional time, whether it's in your worship time, but seek places where the presence of God is felt and enter in. Being in the presence of God is where deliverance happens. Being in the presence of God is where healing happens. Being in the presence of God is where bondages get broken. Addictions get broken. Darkness flees in the light of God's presence. Psalm 56:13. For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping. So now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light. Satan doesn't like light. He enjoys darkness. He wants you in darkness. God wants you in light. So when everything around you goes wrong, when everything seems to go dark in your life, don't flee from God. Rather, run to God and seek the presence of God. Because no person, no attack, no sickness, no addiction can survive in the presence of God. Seek the safety of God's presence. There's protection there. There's safety there. There's peace there. There's encouragement there. There's life there. There's light there. Darkness is exposed. Assurance is there. Victory is there as we seek His presence. I really believe that God is wanting to encounter us in His presence more than ever. I believe He's inviting us to come to Him because He's wanting to impart to us an encounter, an experience with Him far greater than anything we ever have experienced before in our lives. Even if we've been Christians all of our lives, God is wanting to do something fresh and new and greater, granting us a greater revelation, a greater understanding. Whether you're a person here for the very first time or whether you're a person that's been here all your life, God still wants to encounter you. God still wants to minister to you and have a fresh encounter with you. God wants to be that safe place that you run to in your time of need, where you would seek Him out, and He will surround you. He will comfort you in His presence. There's just something right now as I've been listening to numbers of messages online about it's so important today. You've got to seek the presence. Seek the presence. Seek encounters with God. Because those encounters are the things that hold you. That when things go wrong in your life or you're pressured or battles come your way, what really holds you is often those encounters that you had with God. You remember them. And it gives you the strength to keep on going. There's nothing like the presence of God. I'm asking for that more and more and more. I pray that every night as I go to bed, I say, Lord, You are welcome in my bedroom. You are welcome in my sleep. I want to encounter You more. And Lord, I invite You that as Judy and I are sleeping here, that You can minister, You can talk to us, You can encounter us. I welcome Your encounters even in my sleep. And that's something I do pray. And sometimes I do get visions. Sometimes I do get some awesome dreams. Sometimes I do sense the presence of God come in the room, sometimes in the middle of the night. I long for more of those. I want more of those. And you know what? So does God. So does God. He wants more times with you that He can encounter you and touch you. Psalm 37, 7 and 9 says, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about the wicked schemes. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. It's to our advantage to seek the atmosphere of the presence of God. Don't underestimate it. There's power there. There's strength there. Pursue it. Seek it. Choose to go there. And then observe how God will change your circumstance and give you the victory. Seek the presence. Seek the presence. Whether that's through those prayer times, whether it's through your worship times with God, whether it's attending your church, there's just areas where you can encounter God, where you can experience His presence. I love to be with God's people. I don't know if you've noticed it, but when you come together with God's people, what else is there? God's presence is there. Wherever two or three are gathered in my midst, He says, what's He say? I'm here. I'm here. And so when we have a good gathering like we have here this morning, guess what? God said, I'm here. I'm here. He's welcoming us into His presence. Seek that presence. Now as we close here this morning, I know that we all face times when things go wrong in our lives. But I want you to know that God is here today. I want you to know today that God wants to help you today. I want you to know that God wants to help you to deal with those wrongs that have happened. I understand that it hasn't been easy. I understand that it has been hard and difficult. But I really sense in my spirit today that the Lord wants to reveal Himself to us in these situations today. And we just need to look to Him and give Him permission and allow Him to come into our lives and speak to those things. I believe there's going to be some healing today in this house. I believe there's going to be some healing to some of those memories that we have of wrongs that have taken place throughout our lives. I believe there's going to be healing today of some of those hurts that we have been experienced, or areas where maybe you have been wronged and it still hurts. I believe that God is going to come and encounter you today in a way that you've never experienced before, bringing healing and comfort to you. We just need to give Him permission. And so whether you've been a Christian all of your life, or whether you're here for the very first day, I want to remind you that God is an ever-present help in trouble. And He wants you to give Him permission to come into your situation where all those wrongs and those hurts have taken place in your life. And He wants to come and minister to them. And so this morning as we close, I just felt that I was to pray a prayer over you, and that we would welcome the Holy Spirit to come and speak into those areas where we've been wronged, or where our world has been set upside down and we don't know what in the world is going on anymore. And we don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn. That God's just going to come into those memories. So I'm going to ask you to stand with me as we close prayer this morning. And I just ask you that you truly would just open up your heart. And even though I'm praying this prayer, that you would just allow that prayer to minister to your heart. And that you would just come in agreement with that. And just allow the Holy Spirit to do something this morning that I can't do. That you would allow the Holy Spirit to do something that nobody else can do either. It has to be a God thing. And maybe there's an area that you've been really, really struggling with, and you've been trying and trying and trying and trying, and it just never works. That's a great opportunity for God to come in. So Jesus, we welcome you to come into this house this morning. And we welcome you to come into those areas of our lives where we have been wronged, where we've been hurt, and where we have been broken. We welcome you, Lord Jesus, to collect our tears this morning. We welcome you, Lord Jesus, to wipe them away so that we don't cry anymore over these things. We invite you, Lord Jesus, to reveal yourself to us in a fresh way. Lord, that you would reveal yourself to us even in that situation, even in that circumstance, even in that area of wrong. We invite you to come into that situation and speak to us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're welcoming a fresh touch in our lives. We're welcoming a fresh encounter in our lives. And so, Lord Jesus, I just ask that in this moment that you would come quickly and you would just begin to touch people right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And just be still for a moment and just invite him to do that. Just take a moment to invite him to do that. Observe that thought that he may have given to you. Observe what may have came real quick to you. A word might have came to you really quick. That's usually the Lord. When something comes quick, you don't have to concentrate too long. Just something that came quick to you that the Lord may want to say to you. Maybe God gave you a picture. And he's shown you something in a picture. It's almost like you're watching a TV screen. Just allow the Lord to do that. Let him come and heal you. Let him come and touch you this morning. Let him come and minister to you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, we ask this morning for encounters. Lord, I want more encounters in my life. I've had some wonderful encounters with you, Lord. But Lord, that's only caused me to say I want more. There's nothing like them. There's nothing better. And so, Lord, I ask for the same thing for everybody in this place, divine encounters with you. That, Lord, just at the right time, at the right moment, maybe a word might come. Maybe there'd be a dream. Maybe there'd be a vision. Maybe there'd be a word that we hear from you where we've never heard from you, God, that you'll just come and speak something afresh and new in our lives. Maybe, Lord, you need to go back to many, many, many years ago where something happened, something wrong took place. And Lord, we just need to hear what you have to say about that. Because your word tells us you were there. You wrote it down, not forgotten. You saw our tears. And I pray today for that healing, God, in Jesus' name. That, Lord, we just break the power of the enemy in Jesus' name. We speak the blood of Jesus is against you. And we would command you that you will no longer hinder, hold back in Jesus' name. And that, Lord, victory would be released, healing would be released, deliverance would be released in Jesus' name. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Just to come. Just to come. Don't be scared if you do see something. And just say, okay, Lord, show me what you're trying to reveal to me. If you're hearing something from God, don't be shy or scared of it. Just ask the Lord to say, show me more, God. Show me something more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.